Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website. Mindset Media Radio. Point number two. There are 8 points here. Point number two. We are going to have a breaking of the seven seals. We're going to have the breaking of the seven seals, which makes God's glory to hover or to hang like a cloud over the seven colonies of Mother Earth. We're going to see the cloud of covering. The cloud of covering, which is the sky. In the Bible, it's also known as the firmament. When you look up in the sky, that cloud that you see, in the nighttime, it becomes very dark, and maybe you see the visible stars shining through. At daytime, it has that blue kind of whitish and bluish kind of sky. That sky that you look at is going to be a covering of God. It's going to illustrate the weather, the seasons, the times of God. That when you see that sky, it's like a covering umbrella over the earth. That sky or cloud will become floods. It will become lightning, thunder. It will become rain that floods the wicked ways of man on the earth. It will become the sun that shines on the rim of global warming to the extent that it burns down things due to the fact that there is rebellion and evil that is happening upon Mother Earth. But also the sky will become the illustration of God's blessing, God's favor, God's electrifying of energies and development, cultural innovation, cultural elevation, innovation of different cultures and tribes will be innovated via the cloud that covers over the seven colonies, which are the seven continents, also being the seven women. We are going to see the seven seals, and now I'm going to teach a little bit deeper to find out the dimensions of these seven seals. But in this, let me keep it simple. As I elaborate these 8 points that God is going to do and is doing already in this season of March, April, as we are moving towards the celebration of Passover. God is going to bring God's glory into the seven continents. Yeah. Maintaining the seven women. Hallelujah. We are seeing the seven nature of women, which are the seven dimensions of Mother Earth. Colonies, which represents woman, yeah, which had turned into the seven-head dragon with seven heads. These seven heads are the selfish kind of extreme feminine type of female emotional nature that only pursues after getting its own justification of its own emotions. But we are going to see the transformation and the converting of this, where the seven women came to the man of God and they touched the hem of his garment in the corner and they said, take us to your Lord, take us to your God, and take away this reproach away from us. We are women who have been gravitated towards, even we use men, we don't care about marriage, we don't even submit, we are divorcing at any given point. Yeah, but now we are returning. We want to humble ourselves. We want to get married. We want to honor God through the marriage and become humble women. So that you may give us a name to live, to sustain, to exalt the name of that man of God. So that that man of God may take them to the God of Israel. And they said, we have not come here to put a burden of asking for material things, what we shall eat, our sustenance, but all this we have because we have gained. All we want is that we may humble ourselves and attach ourselves to the name. Now, there are seven churches. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the seven churches. Yeah, the seven churches, and most of these churches, Yeshua was dealing with them, speaking to them as he was addressing the weaknesses that they had. And he says, get rid of that weakness. There was one church, there was a Jezebel spirit. That Jezebelic spirit is going to be destroyed. There was one church, there was a Nicolaitan spirit. Nicola spirit. It was that kind of Greek, Roman kind of spirit that was hindering. and taking away the glory of God by hindering the people from obeying the Old Testament, saying the Old Testament passed away, you don't need to keep it. That spirit was called the spirit of Nicolaitans. It destroys Moses' laws in the church by despising them. That spirit of Nicolaitans is going to be destroyed. We saw the spirit of Balaam who wanted to curse the children of Israel. There was a church that contained that spirit of Balaam. There was a lukewarm church. There was a materialistic church. So God is going to break these limitations and boundaries and weaknesses that pertain to the seven churches, so that the seven churches may raise up into the will and the purpose of doing God's will. The manifestation of the seven covenants, beginning from the covenant, bringing back the covenant, beginning from the Adamic covenant. And then you go to the Edenic covenant. You go to the Noadic covenant. You go to the Abrahamic covenant. You go to the Davidic covenant. You go to the Mosaic covenant. And you go to the Messianic covenant. So when you start all the way back to Adam, there are seven covenants. There is a breaking of the seventh seal, restoring those seven covenants back into life. The manifestation of the God of Abraham manifested through those covenants. And the renewing of the energies of the seven universal realms, stars, heavens, which are the seven princes. There are seven princes in the universe of the principalities. Point number three. All these are going to be restored, and God is launching them through this Passover. Point number three, the rock. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.